Good evening, folks, and welcome to week number 4 of high school football. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's contest as the Bad Axe Hatchets take M53 West to M81 and arrive in the epicenter of Red Hawk Nation, Cass City, Michigan. Alongside me tonight, as always, is again a true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Sports fans, please welcome Dave Hansen back to the broadcast. Dave?
Thanks, Clark. Glad to be back, and nice night for football, sunshine. I'm thinking we're going to have a little more of a standard night tonight.
Well, let's sure hope so. Last week, we had an interesting broadcast, needless to say, having an intermission in the middle due to lightning in the region. We were off from playing for about 45 to 50 minutes, but through the rain and wind, when all said and done, Ubley pulled away from the Yellow Jackets without too many stings. Final score, Ubley 52, Memphis 20. Now on to week number 2 of MHSA football on WLEW Sports. It's time for a quick break, but when we get back, we're going to break down all of the area's games leading up to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week Bad Axe at Cass City. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Keep it right here.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things: teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need. Because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Fall is a time for football, a time for hunting, a time for back to school, and time for a new phone with the tremendous back to school savings at Thumb Cellular.
Yee-haw!
That's right, it's back to school savings at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Pick up a Samsung Adorn, an LG Samba, or LG Prestige free on only a 1-year contract. Are you ready to step up to a Thumb Cellular smartphone, get an HTC Desire Android smartphone free with just a 1-year agreement, and take advantage of a reduced smartphone data plan, just $20? Many other phone specials are available, and if you sign up now, Thumb Cellular will double your minutes when you upgrade or add a line to your account. And those minutes will be doubled as long as you have a plan. Terms of service apply. Now is the time to upgrade to a Thumb Cellular phone and service from your only locally owned cellular provider, Thumb Cellular. With locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
Welcome back to Cass City, where we are about 37 minutes away from kickoff in beautiful downtown Cass City as the Bad Axe Hatchets are on the road in week number 4. Hard to believe, Dave, that the season is right over a third done.
I don't know where the time went.
I'm not quite sure either, but we're still in the booth here and no one's fired us yet, so that's always a good thing. Then to my left tonight, I was doing the stats, as always, Kylie Kabowski. Much appreciation to her. Tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Knight Insurance Agency, Rainey's Hunting Center and Bad Axe, McDonald's Food and Family Center, Cottage Radiator and Air Conditioning in the east end of Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb area, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Moore Shoreline and Sea Wing, Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon and Bad Axe, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, McVay Insurance Agency, and Thumb National Bank of Pigeon, Caswell, Cass City, and those two locations in Bay City. Sailor phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, with including reproduction or distribution on the Internet, with the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. Well, we're currently in week 4. Week 3's game of the week was Memphis at Ubley. Dave, what were your thoughts on that one?
I thought the first half of that game, going into halftime, we had a great football game in our hands. Memphis was moving the football up and down the field. Ubley, same story. We had nobody playing any defense. Probably better credit to the offenses. They were clicking on all cylinders, both sides. Ubley, that T offense, pounding the rock all over the place. Memphis, with a combination of throwing the ball and running the ball exceptionally well, confusing the Ubley defense. Seen a great game. Halftime, just after halftime, when we were 2-3 plays in, the Lightning struck. We had 45-minute delay. Interestingly enough, Memphis was actually had to go to the bus for safety, and it actually felt like they never got off the bus as Ubley came out and just scored, got a few stops, got some turnovers. That was how the game ended. Ubley came out in the second half after the rain delay and just kicked it into another gear. Memphis just couldn't keep up.
And Dave Hansen with the metaphor of the year there. I like it. And, in fact, like Dave was talking, it was 30-20 at halftime. Ubley with a 10-point lead, but right from the get-go, Memphis actually scored first in that one off a big play. And it was big play after big play on both sides of the ball, but then when it all said and done, whether the Lightning struck something into Ubley, they just seemed to take it away in the second half.
I agreed completely. They, like I said, they come out with a different fire in the second half that in the first half, you know, you've seen it, but the second half they kicked it into another gear, and Memphis just was behind and couldn't keep up.
And Memphis, of course, this is their first year in the GTC Conference in the East Division. And best of luck as they go on into the season. They have held their hands full tonight as they host the Harbor Beach Pirates coming off of a loss against Menominee. In other games in the area, we have Ubley at Sandusky. That should be a pretty good one, Dave.
Oh, I think so. You know, we've seen Ubley twice now so far. And both times they've gradually gotten better. Offensively, they've pretty much been the same. They finally blew up last week, scored some points against Memphis, which they've really struggled. And the defense has been fairly solid all the way around, allowing right around that 20-point mark, which is pretty solid. So I expect that to be probably the best game we got on our list here. Sandusky, I don't know. I kind of like Ubley in that game. Just, I mean, by another last-second play here.
I'm not quite sure where we're going that one. It depends what team shows up. Is it going to be the Sandusky team that held Harbor Beach to a 12-minute drive and nearly pulled off the upset against Harbor Beach? Or is it going to be the Sandusky that fell short to Cass City here?
So they both had the potential of winning this game by a couple scores. Sandusky at home, you got to like that here. Again, this is a team we can go back and forth with either of these teams and pick a winner. Like I said, it's kind of more like a flip of a coin would be the best way of determining the winner of this one, but I think the folks watching that game are going to have a great one on their hands.
I agree. And then we have Marlette at Hillman. I have no clue who Hillman is, where Hillman's from, and Marlette is a very good squad, and a lot of people are saying they're going to be a threat in the East this year.
I agree. They made a little roster change, not a roster change, but they have a 6'3", 6'4", quarterback, very athletic. He does a lot of the heavy lifting there. Regardless, we do know something about Memphis. We do know they're very athletic. They're very talented. It's pretty hard to not talk about them winning that game.
And then we have USA at Lakers, a classic rivalry in the West. USA at Lakers. Lakers is a little bit of a down year for them, but they're rebuilding. Adam Gryboskis has a great program over there. And actually, we saw Lakers pull out the 2-point victory over Cass City right here in Cass City in week number 2.
We did. I like what Lakers had to offer. They're a little bit more high risk with the spread offense, throwing the football. Their quarterback did a great job during the night that we seen. If Lakers defense can slow down the USA pound the rock offense, look for Lakers at home to maybe steal one there.
And, of course, Brown City at Reese. This is when nothing matters as far as the league play goes, but Brown City, a good squad, and Reese, a very good squad.
Both of them are always potential winners in their conferences, respectively. Starting with this game here, Brown City, again, they're just a tough team. They always play very tough. Reese is very, very difficult to play at. The Rockets have a great facility over there. Look for Reese probably to take the edge there, especially with the home field advantage.
And, of course, Vassar at Bay City also.